Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School, Arcadia, Indiana. Tonight, it's going to be the LaPel Lady Bulldogs as they travel to Arcadia to do battle with the Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net and Robbie Kendall, that's ASO, providing internet radio access to PutMeInSports.com since 2008. I tell you what, I'm going to mention something right here. It's probably overdue. Going to let you know, Hamilton Heights senior, that's Kylie Trexler. Kylie Trexler is the daughter of Joey and Lori Trexler. We're missing Kylie Trexler is one of the bowling leaders at Hamilton Heights High School. We'll let you know she just finished the regular high school season, and she has had the bowling average. She's led in bowling average the last 3 years here at Hamilton Heights as a senior, as a junior, and as a sophomore. And that's in the state of Indiana. We'll also mention Kylie Trexler is committed to attend Louisiana Tech next year to go to college, get a degree, and learn a whole lot more about bowling and increase her average, if that's possible. We'll mention Louisiana Tech is number 8 in the nation. It's a good place to go. And I will also mention, Kylie has a special person that she likes that adjusts her bowling ball, puts holes in it, makes it possible to throw the strike ball. And that is my dad, that's D.E. Witham. He is a professional driller. If you're getting paid to do something, that makes you a professional. He gets paid a little bit. We'll mention he drills bowling balls right there at 32 Bowl in Noblesville. You can stop in. He also works at Pinheads. They got their own little room right there, and they do a wonderful job. We'll mention we got basketball on the agenda tonight, 9:45 on the pregame clock. We're going to mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. We'll let you know LaPel High School was founded in 1890. LaPel High School, they have a school enrollment of 477. They perform right here at the Franklin LaPel Community Schools. And we'll mention LaPel Lady Bulldogs, their class 2A, sectional number 40. There are 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will happen this year at Alexandria High School. In their sectional is Wapahani, Winchester. Winchester currently 10-2. LaPel currently 9-4. Alexandria, they're currently 9-2. Monroe Central is in that sectional. Muncie Burris in that sectional along with Westdale. The principal at LaPel High School is Matt Bowles, the athletic director. He was most instrumental for putting me in sports. For this girls' game, that's Bill Chase. And we're very happy about athletic secretary. She was very instrumental for the boys' game earlier this season. And that was Tipton, I do believe, and we'll mention. That's Dana Cherry. We'll remind you, LaPel High School is located at 1850 South 900 West, LaPel, Indiana, 46051. You can dial them up at 765-534-3036. On the web, it's LaPelAthletics.com. They wear the colors black and Vegas gold. They do not perform in a conference. They are independent. And we'll mention again, they are 9-4 on the season. And we'll mention the athletic trainer at LaPel High School is Kelsey McGrady. They're 9-4 on the season. We'll mention LaPel Lady Bulldogs. In 13 games, they average 57.3 points offensively per game. Their head coach is Zach Newby. He was very kind to me before the JV game, gave me some pronunciations, let me know he's starters. What a gentleman. That's Zach Newby. 69 wins, 38 losses. Working in year number 5 at LaPel. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for LaPel Lady Bulldogs. This is weather permitting. We'll hope it'll happen. Thursday evening, going to be the 22nd, coming right up a couple days away. JV at 6, varsity at 7:30. Greenwood Lady Woodman will be at LaPel Lady Bulldogs. Greenwood Lady Woodman, they're currently 7-7. They're class 4A. They're in sectional 13. And we'll make the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. They're currently 9-4. They're sectional 40. That's in class 2A. 6:27 on the pregame clock. We'll talk a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies have a school enrollment of 731. Their school was conglomerated from Jackson Central. Jackson Central was made up of about four other schools. Don't quote me, but I will mention Jackson Central became Hamilton Heights in 1965. Hamilton Heights is a Class 3A school, sectional 24. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will happen right here at Hamilton Heights this year. In their sectional is Hamilton Heights. They're currently 10-2. Yorktown, they're 5-6. Delta, the Lady Eagles, are 4-9. Jay County, they're 11-1. We'll mention back on November 12th, Hamilton Heights did battle with Jay County. That was at Jay County. It went two overtimes. Hamilton Heights got the win. Also, Frankton, the Frankton Lady Eagles are 9-3. Centerville, they're 4-7. And Newcastle in 13 games, they're looking for their first win. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School. Principal is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic department manager, we'll call her that. That's Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll also mention the athletic trainer here at Hamilton Heights is Jan Clifton Gaw. That's G-A-W. That's Jan Clifton. She is good. We'll also mention Hamilton Heights. High school is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's HHSC, Huskies, H-U-S-K-I-E-S, .org. There were the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. Presently in the East Division, at the top, it's Northwestern. Northwestern, they're 2-0 in the East. They're 9-0 overall. Second place right now, it's Western. Western, they're 1-0. They're 8-3 overall. Followed up by Tipton. Tipton, they're 1-2. They are 6-4 overall. Fourth place, we're mentioning these because we're talking about the East Division record. We'll mention Hamilton Heights yet to play an East Division ballgame. They're 0-0. They're 10-2 overall. Followed up by Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass, 0-2. They're 4-7 overall. Now we'll talk about the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. At the top is Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes is rated number one in Class 3A. They're having a great season. They're 3-0 in the West. They're 13-0 overall. Second place right now is Benton Central. Benton Central, they're 2-1. They're 8-4 overall. Central Catholic, the Lady Knights, are 0-0. They've not played a divisional game yet. They're 8-3 overall. West Lafayette Red Devils. West Lafayette Red Devils in the West, they're 0-2. West Lafayette Red Devils are currently 12-3 overall. They gave Hamilton Heights about all they wanted last week. We're mentioning following up there in fifth place is Rensselaer Central. The Lady Bombers are 0-2. They're 7-6 overall. Again, we'll mention Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. They're 10-2. They're 0-0 in the East Division. And we'll mention offensively per game. 12 games, they average offensively 41.3. And we'll mention this first game they're going to have in the East Division. Going to happen on January 5th. Happens to be my cousin Bill's birthday. He'll be 56. That game will happen at Lewis Cass. That game will happen at 6 p.m. for the varsity. So make a note of that. And we'll mention a little bit going on right here tonight. Hoosier Conference girls basketball game night on Tuesday the 20th of December. Another friend of mine having a birthday today. He was 2002 MVP in the NFL. Wish him a happy birthday. We'll mention tonight, Tuesday, December 20th. All of these games are non-conference. There are five games tonight in the Hoosier Conference. 7:30 start tonight, Carroll Lady Cougars. They're at Northwestern Lady Tigers. Another 7:30 start, Central Catholic Lady Knights are at Tri-West Lady Bruins. A third 7:30 start tonight, and the last 7:30 start, LaPel Lady Bulldogs right here with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. And 8 p.m. start tonight, Lowell, that's up north, Lowell Lady Red Devils are at the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. And at 7 o'clock start tonight, it's Western. The Western Lady Panthers are at the Taylor Lady Titans. And Taylor having a good season. Boys variety, they get to lose a game. 25 seconds, clock rolling down. 15-minute clock rolling down. We'll mention, if you want to subscribe but don't have a computer, the Hamilton County Reporter is available to you. We'll mention you can get an in-county rate of $24 a year. An out-of-county rate is just $60 per year. You can contact Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor is the circulation director, Hamilton County Reporter. You can reach him by phone, 765-585-9519. Again, that's 765-585-9519. All he's going to ask for is your name, address, your phone number, the city you live in, and the zip code. While you got him on the phone, you can ask him about signing up for online paper. Online, you can get that in your inbox 6 days a week. What a paper it is. I've had that for many, many years. You can contact Isaac Taylor at the Hamilton County Reporter, 765-585-9519. We're going to set this down, listen to public address, getting ready to have our national anthem.
And overseas. This evening is especially known from Christ's community and the local community. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
That's our national anthem. Whether it's Memorex or live, it's just as good, and it's all the same. Everybody in the whole gym during the anthem, all on the same page. It's getting ready to change. We'll mention they put 5 minutes back on the clock. is going down right now. We're mentioning the Lady Huskies went to their locker room. LaPel Lady Bulldogs are out on the floor. They're going to take some more shots at their leisure. They'll shoot where they like to shoot. And we'll talk a little bit about team comparisons. Team comparisons, got this on Max Preps. We'll mention LaPel Lady Bulldogs. They're currently 9 wins, 4 losses. The Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights, 10 wins, 2 losses. We'll mention of the home games, LaPel Lady Bulldogs, they're 5-2. Of the home games, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, they're 5-1. We'll mention on the away games, LaPel Lady Bulldogs, they're 4-2. On the away games, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they're 5-1. We'll talk about team leaders. Team leaders in the categories of points per game, rebounds per game, assists per game, and steals per game. We'll let you know, points per game, highest average of the two teams is number 10, Cameron Runner. 18.6 points per game average. That's in 12 games. Not too far behind her is Lania Wills. Lania Wills, she is a junior, 17.2 points per game. We'll talk about the rebounding. Rebounding per game. We'll talk about Lania Wills. Not only does she average 17.2, she averages, this is an average, this is remarkable, 14.5 rebounds per game. That's Lania Wills. Over there on the other side, it's Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner wears number 10. We'll mention Cameron Runner has 5.7 rebounds per game average. In the assist department, they're both tied, both gals. We'll mention 4.3. is the number. That's Kira Renahan. She wears number 0. And number 2, Lady Huskies, that's Ella Hickok. 3 minutes on the pregame. They got to stay there. They're going to run it down here in a moment. And we'll mention steals per game. Capture there, not by much. Number 10, Cameron Runner. 2.8 steals per game average. Kira Renahan, 1.5 steals per game average. We do thank you for tuning in. Clock's rolling down. 2:38 on the pregame clock. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, that's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going and where you are, you can call or text message Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. That's Carmel. Right across the street from Carmel. That's right there on the Marion County line. It's where Sheets, there at Century 21, one of their offices right there. They have another one in Zionsville. 20 seconds on the pregame clock. It's rolling down. They're getting ready to mention starting lineups. And both teams getting ready to call it a game of basketball. They're getting ready for 32 minutes. We'll see if it takes longer. So both squads getting ready to join the floor. There's the buzzer. We'll talk about the starting lineups. We'll mention starting lineup for the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. Starting tonight, she wears number 0. She's 5'6". She's a senior. She shoots behind the arc. 33% from three-point land. That's Kira Renahan. Also starting tonight, she wears number 10. She's 5'8". She's a senior. She shoots 45%. Three-point land from two-point land, 55%. She's averaging 8.8 per game. That's Danaya Haseman. Also starting tonight for LaPel, number 11. Number 11, she's 6 feet tall. She's a freshman. She's shooting 64% from two-point land. She's made 89 of 138. That's some shooting. She averages 17.2 per game. That's Lanaya Wills, and as mentioned, 14.5 rebounds per game average. Also starting tonight for LaPel, number 12, 5'7" senior. She's shooting 32% behind the arc, averaging 7.1. That's Jaylee Hubble. And finishing out the lineup tonight for LaPel, where's number 21? 5'9". She's shooting 51% two-point land. She's a junior. She averages 12.6 points per game. That's Madeline Pointer. The head coach for the LaPel Lady Bulldogs is Mr. Zach Newby. Now we'll talk about the starting lineup for the Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights. Wearing number 2, she's 5'6". She's a junior. 5'6" junior. She's shooting 30% three-point land. Two-point land, she's shooting 53%, averaging 7.1 per game. Ella Hickok. Also starting tonight, wearing number 10, 5'9" junior. She's shooting 40% behind the three-point line, 26 of 65 thus far. She's a junior class member, averaging 18.6 points per game. That's Cameron Runner. Also starting tonight, wears number 20, 5'4" senior. She's shooting 35% behind the arc, averaging 7 points a game. That's Kaylee Roten. Also starting tonight, number 23, 5'7" junior. She's shooting 51% from 2-point land, averaging 3.2. Cassidy Schakel. We'll also mention, starting tonight, number 24, 5'9" junior. She'll wind out the lineup. That's Hadley Cherry. We'll mention the head coach for the Lady Huskies is Coach Keegan Cherry. We got a friend up here right now. We're going to talk to Joe Burgess. Joe Burgess, hi, bud.
How you doing, AJ?
Dude, you did a fine job in that JV game. I tell you what, you do a fine job in every sport you do.
I appreciate you saying that, AJ. A lot of officials don't always get recognized for their hard work and effort.
Yeah, Tim O'Reilly right there with you. I tell you what, that guy's fun to work with, right?
He is definitely a fun, entertaining guy to work with, any sport.
I tell you what, you do quite a bit in the field of baseball. You umpire varsity, JV, and I tell you what, you are there at the Forest Park. You are one of the best assigners they've ever had.
I also spent a lot of my time running baseball tournaments at Forest Park and Noblesville schools. It's created a monster. We're running 10 travel tournaments a year with 30 teams every weekend.
I bet Rick Fields right on your list, right?
Rick Fields is a great, great man. He's the athletic director for Noblesville Middle Schools, and he lets me assign his officials. A lot of respect for Rick and that program.
Tell what, Rick Fields' son went to Western High School. He was a darn good quarterback for Western.
I didn't realize that.
He sure was. I tell you what, the Hamilton Heights was playing him back in the day. It was some fun times, and Rick Fields pretty proud of his son as the quarterback.
Now, who do you like to watch, AJ? You spend all your time up here scouting this side of the state. Who do you like to watch? What programs?
Oh, I like all of them, boys, girls. It's all good. But I don't know if I have a preference. It's just fine. Who am I supposed to say, Joe?
Whoever's paying you that night, AJ.
I don't get paid by these guys. We generate our own funds. We don't get a penny. And it would be tasted if we did.
Yeah. We all appreciate you doing this.
I appreciate you, Joe. Appreciate you a lot. I'm glad you came up here and saw. You do football. I said, you're a varsity football official. Do you like doing line judge or do you like in the offensive backfield?
I prefer the line judge. A little less pressure on you as opposed to the white hat.
I tell you what, very much so. How about Eric Harmon? He did everything. He had a microphone on at Lucas Oil, at RCA Dome. That guy was tremendous.
I worked with Eric for about 20 years. Always good to me. So sad to hear the news of him passing a little less than a year ago.
What a guy. I tell you what, he went to all over the country umpiring, and he was a good assigner. Real good with Peggy.
You're right. If he showed up, if you worked hard, he would keep money in your pocket.
Very good guy. I tell you what, we're going to get ready for the game. I appreciate you, Joe.
I appreciate you, AJ. Have a good game out here. Competitive basketball, IHSAA, get no better than this, man. You do a great job.
So basketball on a Tuesday night, Joe Burgess in the house. He did the JV contest along with Tim O'Reilly. They're getting ready to jump it up right now. I'm going to blow the whistle away from it. They're going to jump it up right now. It's going to be Cameron Runner. She's going to jump it up against number 11, Lania Wills. It's going to be tipped to the back front court, picked up by Kaylee Roten in the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, Ella Hickok out top. Going to work it right side behind the arc. She'll bring it back out. That's Cameron Runner. Just begun, 7:45 on the game clock. First possession of the ball game, Hamilton Heights in the front court. Kaylee Roten going back and forth. Ella Hickok goes to the corner. Cameron Runner. They're working down low. Elbow, left side, Hadley Sherry. They get the ball back out top. On the dribble is Ella Hickok. Moving the zone right there. Lapel Lady Bulldogs. Just them clogging up the openings. And Hamilton Heights still throwing the ball around the perimeter. Out top, 7:15 on the game clock. 45 seconds gone by. They'll go to the corner. Right corner baseline, 3-point shot. Cameron Runner wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Right there, that's number 10. Danaya Haseman. She's a 5'8 senior. They'll work it out top to get it to teammate. That's zero. Kyrith Renahan. Right side behind the arc. She'll dribble in. Just out in the paint. She'll go off the glass. Some bumping right there. No call. Going back the other direction. That shot taken by Madeline Pointer. Back the other direction behind the arc. Short off the rim. Shot wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten, rebound, Hamilton Heights, Ella Hickok. They're working back out top. They go to the corner with it. 3-point shot. Kaylee Roten rimmed out, wouldn't go, fighting for the board. Was Ella Hickok. She's trying to tap the ball back in. She tapped it back out. It's going to belong to Lapel. Lapel Lady Bulldogs inbounding the basketball. Lady Husky's going to show three in the backcourt, showing some pressure. They're going to bounce it. They're going to try to get it across the timeline. They will on the pass. They'll get it to 21, Madeline Pointer, still working left side. Behind the arc, Kyrith Renahan. She'll work it back right side, no, scores bench. She'll work it back and forth. Pointer and Renahan. Renahan out top, as Kyrith. She'll straddle the three-point line. She'll drove in. Now she'll go in the paint. She'll tip it down low. It's going to be a foul whistle. Renahan found Lania Wills down deep. In the paint, couldn't get a shot away. Going to be a foul whistle. This first foul in the ball game. Going to be whistled on Cameron Runner. She has one. Going to be brought in right the bucket on the baseline by Renahan. Out top, drop in the circle. She'll dribble in now. Madeline Pointer, shot wouldn't go. Got her own board. She's in the paint. Ball's loose. Going to be picked up by Ella Hickok. She'll tip it to number 10, Cameron Runner, to the front court. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok. Straight out top. Cameron Runner back to Ella, right side. She'll dribble back around. She'll push it way out top. Kaylee Roten to the corner. Cameron Runner, 5:38 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. She'll cross it, pass it left side, throwing back and forth with Kaylee Roten. Out top, she'll pick up her dribble. She'll work it into Hadley Sherry. Hadley Sherry in the paint, trying to tip it back out. Going to be intercepted, going back the other direction, off the glass, 2-point bucket. That's number 21, Madeline Pointer. First 2 points of the ball game. LaPel in front, 2-0. 5:12 left here in the first quarter. Lady Huskies in the front court. They're working back and forth. Ella Hickok back to Kaylee Roten. Now go to the corner. Comes back out of there quick from Cameron Runner back to Kaylee Roten on the dribble near the center circle. She'll work a right side, Ella Hickok. Working across through the lane, back out top with the right corner baseline. There's Cameron Runner. Now back out top, Kaylee Roten. Roten with the basketball. Get it back to Cameron Runner, back to Ella Hickok. She'll dribble around the perimeter. Outside, Kaylee Roten. Looking for a shot, looking for an opening. Bounce pass left side. Shot, right elbow extended, wouldn't go for Ella Hickok. 3-point land. Rebound secured there, LaPel. Jaylee Hubble with the rebound. They'll work it to Renahan. She'll work it down low to Hubble. She gets the ball back out. That's 21, Madeline Pointer. Around the perimeter, they'll work it right side. Gianna Haseman, they'll work it down low. Wills off the glass in the paint, right side. 2-point bucket for Lanaya Wills. A 4-0 contest. LaPel in front. To the front court, Ella Hickok. Pass it right side, left side, behind the arc. 3-point shot, good. Cameron Runner, a couple, maybe 3 steps behind the arc in front of the LaPel bench. 4-3 contest. Try to get the ball across the timeline. Get a dribble across the timeline. That's Kyrus Renahan. She'll pick up her dribble. Kaylee Roten plays defense on her right there. They get the ball back. 21, Pointer. Back to Renahan. Touches the ball briefly there. That's Jaylee Hubble. Back out top to Renahan on the dribble. Madeline Pointer. Back pedal dribble. She'll take a shot. Renahan off the glass. 2-point shot. They say the bank isn't open, but the ATM is always open. So they're working through the front court. Back pedal dribble working out top right now is Cameron Runner. 7-3 contest, LaPel in front. Working it outside the basketball. Skip pass, Cameron Runner from Ella Hickok. Back out top, Kaylee Roten, back to Ella. Ella going to center up. Back pedal dribble, she's working through the lane there. Cameron Runner, Hadley Sherry, cross court skip pass. Kaylee Roten, 3-point shot, good. Left elbow extended. Kaylee Roten for 3-7-6 contest. Going to be a kick in the backcourt. Cameron Runner with those quick reflexes. Playing full court pressure. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies is number 3, Katie Brown. Katie Brown, a 5'6 sophomore. Taking a breather is number 20, Kaylee Roten. They'll beat the press on the pass to the front court. That's a Pointer. Madeline Pointer, the Wills in the corner. Back to Pointer. Tipped away. Cameron Runner going to go the distance. Spin move in the paint. She'll get a shot. It'll go. And she'll excite the fans with that spin move in the paint. 8-7 contest. Lady Huskies by 1. Across the timeline. They go to the top of the key. That's Jaylee Hubble. To the corner, Lanaya Wills. They're working around the perimeter. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Credit the bucket. That's number 12, Jaylee Hubble. She's shooting 32% three-point territory. They tell me 30% from three-point land is good. If you're above that, you're shooting exceptional. 10-8 contest. LaPel in front. Shot taken from the left corner baseline. That was Ella Hickok. 3-point land wouldn't go. Hadley Cherry nearly got a steal in the backcourt. Working against her was Jaylee Hubble. Back out top is Kyrus Renahan. Renahan on the dribble. She'll pick it up out top. She'll be picked up in a hurry there by Katie Brown. She'll get the ball back out top and drive the lane. Trying to get it to Wills. And be tipped away and stolen by Hadley Cherry. She'll get it to Schenkel. She'll get the ball back to the point guard, Ella Hickok. They'll go to the corner with it. With the basketball, she can bring it back around. That's Katie Brown. Outside, Cameron Runner. That's going to work at left side. She'll bring it back out. That's Ella Hickok. Outside, Hadley Cherry back to Ella Hickok straight away. She's dribbling the right side. Going to be picked up there briefly. That's number 12, Jaylee Hubble. They go outside the arc. 3-point shot. Right elbow extended. Way to go. That was Katie Brown. Back the other direction. 58 seconds left here in the first quarter. 10-8 contest. Lady Bulldogs in front. Cameron Runner going to get a foot on the ball again. Kick. It was intentional. They'll get the ball back to LaPel. Taking a breather for LaPel is number 10, Danaya Haseman. She's going to get an extended quarter break in the game for her. Is number 30, Rosemary Likens. She's a 5'5 junior with the basketball out top. They're working right side. Renahan. We're working back around, touching the hands of Likens. She gets back to elbow in the ball game from lapel. Is Annalise Stowe. She's a 5'10 junior. They're working down low. Linaya Wills couldn't get the first one. Got the rebound. Put it back up and in. Coach Cherry looking for a traveling violation. No call. 32.1 left here in the first quarter. At the free throw line is Linaya Wills' three-point play opportunity. First one's on the way. Rimmed around. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Ella Hickok. 28 seconds. She'll cross the timeline at a drop pace. She'll work a right side out top. Cameron Runner. 22 seconds left. The bounce at right side. Ella Hickok guarding her is Linaya Wills. Cross-court pass. Katie Brown nearly thrown away. Picked up by Hadley Cherry. On the dribble, Katie Brown back to Cherry. 10 seconds left. Shot from three-point land. Good. Katie Roten. 12-11. They're going to bring the ball in. 2 seconds. 1 second. Not going to get a shot away. At the end of one quarter of play, LaPel, 12. Hamilton Heights, 11. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero. That's Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So, first buzzer sounds, 45 seconds going by. We do appreciate it, and you're listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game, Girls Variety, tonight. Thursday, the girls will be in action. Tipton will be at the Tipton game, weather permitting. Tipton going to have Jay Kelly at DeKalb High School on Thursday, weather permitting. This Internet Radio Athletic Contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net. Ultimate possession arrow, ball brought in by LaPel. Out in the center circle on the dribble, a Sheriff Renahan working against her severely is Ella Hickok. Working the count, Linaya Wills picks up her dribble. Hadley Sherry, we're going to get a 5 second closely guarded. Working back the other direction. Going to give it back to the Lady Huskies. 7:43 on the game clock. Second quarter, 12-11 contest, LaPel in front. In the front court of the basketball, Lady Huskies, Katie Brown outside the arc. She'll bring it back centered up. She'll bring it right side, Ella Hickok. Hickok brings it back through the top of the circle. She'll get it back to Cameron Runner. Pass down right side outside in the, near the area right there. That was Katie Brown. Then we're going to round Kaylee Broden back to the corner. We get it to Cameron Runner. Now back out top, Ella Hickok on the dribble. To go to the corner with it, Kaylee Roten, not space to shoot. Now out top with the basketball, Katie Brown. Outside the arc, left side, near the bench area for LaPel. Cameron Runner should work it down low. Shot going to be taken. Linaya Wills going to get credit for a block shot in the paint. There was 5'4 inch. Kaylee Roten got the ball recycled. Back the other direction. We're going to behind the arc, Linaya Wills. She'll dribble in. She'll go off the glass, right side, wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. She'll outlet right there, number two. Ella Hickok, she'll cross the timeline at a pretty good pace. She'll cross over. She'll go to the corner with it. Katie Brown for three. Rimmed around, and fell in. Stop shot right there from the left corner baseline. Katie Brown for two. Excuse me, for three. 14-12 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Free throw line, working the basketball there. That was Annalise Stowe. She get it back out top to Kira Renahan. She'll work it left side behind the arc, Jaylee Hubble. Back out to Renahan on the dribble. Working against her is Ella Hickok. She gets a hand on the basketball. Ellie Hickok tried to save it there in front of the scores bench. Couldn't save it. It's going to be on to LaPel. So taking a breather for LaPel is number 30, Rosemary Likens. We're missing on the floor is 33, Annalise Stowe. 21, Madeline Pointer. Number 11, Lania Willis, or excuse me, Wills. Kyrith Renahan. And in the corner is number 12, Jaylee Hubble. That's LaPel's lineup on the floor. Going to be a foul whistled near the paint. They're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. Foul's going to be whistled on Hazzy Cherry. She has two. Team foul number 3 at the free throw line. First shot is good. That's 33. Annalise Stowe. She's bettering that average. She's above 52% now. She's good on the first one. Next shot up, second one, rims off, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board, picked up by Cameron Runner. Going to the front court. We're going to back around. Outside the arc, right side, Katie Brown. Take that back, that was Ella Hickok. Now Katie Brown, now back out top, Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll work the left side, behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Working against her, out of the zone. And from the corner, three-point shot, good. Right at the bucket, that's number 3, Katie Brown. Brown for 3 at 17-13. Lady Huskies by 4. 5:20 on the game clock. Working to get across the timeline, and chest pass can be tipped and stolen by Cameron Runner. She dishes it down low as Ella Hickok couldn't quite get the shot up there. It was deflected. Block shot by LaPel. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Right of the bucket on the baseline. 5:13 left. Entry pass in the paint. Alley-oop wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Good entry pass. Kaylee Roten. Alley-oop wouldn't go that time. Ball goes out of bounds. Belongs to LaPel. Lady Huskies going to have 3 in the backcourt. Going to provide some pressure. 5:04. They'll pass it across the timeline. They'll get it to Pointer. Madeline Pointer going to dribble the lane. She's trying to underhand a scoop shot in the lane. She'll shoot 2. Shooting or fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to whistle this foul on number 2, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok has 1. Team foul number 4. 2 shots for LaPel. First one goes in. That's 21. Madeline Pointer. When this game started, she leads LaPel Lady Bulldogs with a 72% average. Just behind her at 71 is Haseman. Second shot, rims up, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Blockout was good by Schaefel. Schaefel going to absorb the foul. They're going to whistle this on LaPel. Number 33, Annalise Stowe. Annalise Stowe has 1 in the ballgame. That's the first foul here in the first half on LaPel. We're in the second quarter, 4:52 on the game clock. 17-14, Lady Huskies in front. Working it out top of the basketball. She'll pick up the dribble. Ella Hickok works the right side. Schaefel gives it back out top. Cameron Runner. She'll take it back out. 14-footer on the way. Good. Credit the bucket in the paint. That's number 2. Ella Hickok for 2. 19-14. Lady Huskies in front. Going to pass it across the timeline. LaPel Lady Bulldogs. They'll get it down low. Lions. Lania Wills. 2-point bucket off the glass. Lania Wills for 2. She's a 6-foot freshman, averaging 17.2 per game. 19-16, Lady Huskies by 3. In the front court, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble it inside the arc. She'll backpedal behind the arc. Working the basketball around right there. Left side, Katie Brown. Out top of the circle, at number 20, Kaylee Roten. She'll dish it off. Number 2, Ella Hickok. Back to Katie Brown. Back out top, Cameron Runner. Open is Ella Hickok. It'll rim around, fall out. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Right elbow extended. Back the other direction, Lania Wills. Lania Wills going to take a shot. Outside the elbow, left side, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Runner going to take the layup on the high dribble to get a bucket off the glass. 2-point bucket for Cameron Runner. 21-16. Lady Huskies by 5. 3:22 on the game clock. Going to work it right side behind the arc. They'll go to the corner. That's Lania Will. She has a triple threat. She'll dribble one time left-handed. Work it back around. Kyrith Renahan touches the hands briefly. Annalise Stowe back to Renahan. out top, that's Pointer. Pointer with the basketball, works to the left side. Touching the basketball there, number 10, Danaya Haseman. Trying to get it back to Haseman from Pointer. And getting a hand on the basketball there was Katie Brown. It must have deflected off of Mappel. Goes out of bounds. They give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Huskies going to bring it in from the side court, about three-quarter court. It's going to be brought in by Cameron Runner in the Ella Hitchcock across the timeline at a walk pace. Out top in the center circle. Going to pick her up at three-point line right there. That's number zero, Kira Renahan. Ball's left side. Now Cameron Runner to pick up her dribble. To get an instant defense there by Pointer. They'll get it back out top from Katie Brown to Ella Hitchcock. Behind the arc on the dribble. Try to get that three-point shot. Katie Rutten dishes it out top. Katie Brown. They'll work it right side. They'll run the popcorn popper. Outside the arc, three-point shot on the way. Short off the rim. Where'd it go? That was Katie Brown. Back the other direction is Renahan. Kenneth Renahan. She'll work it out top. Working it right there. Madeline Pointer. They'll go to the corner with it. To bring the ball back out from Jay Lee Hubble. Three-point shot, good. Right elbow extended. Great three-point shot. Lapel, Madeline Pointer for three. 21-19, 30-second timeout here on the floor. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop in, if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low. So low you'll want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. Again, that's 317-773-7391. 773-7391. They're going to bring the ball in backcourt. Lady Huskies. Ride the bucket and be brought in by Hadley Cherry. 207. She'll toss it in. Ella Hitchcock on the dribble. They'll communicate as they jog down the floor. 21-19. Lady Huskies by two. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. She's looking for that reverse. She thought she was going to take a layup. Then she thought she might have a reverse layup. By that time, she had already landed from her jump, and they called the traveling violation. She knew it. She's AAU aficionado. 21. A lot of these girls on the floor are just that. So they stay in tune all year long. 21-19. Lady Huskies in front. 140 on the game clock. Left elbow extended. Three-point shot off glass is good. That's number 10, Danaya Haseman, as mentioned, 45% behind the arc. She's now 26 for 57. That is exceptional. Outside the arc, they will double tip pass. Ella Hitchcock to bring it back in. She gets it to Shakel. Cassie Shakel back to Ella Hitchcock. She'll dribble around the perimeter. Cameron Runner. There'll be a bump foul. They're going to whistle this bump foul on Mappel. It's going to be on number 0. Kyrith Renahan. Kyrith Renahan is going to pick up the first foul of herself in the ballgame. A second foul here in the first half. 1:12 left. Lapel playing a clean game of basketball. 22-21. Lapel in front. Trying to throw the ball back in right there from the baseline. Ella Hitchcock. It's intercepted by Lapel. Shot in the paint wouldn't go from Lapel back the other direction. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll try to dribble by. She will dribble by Madeline Pointer. Madeline catches up. They'll bring the ball back out top on the dribble. Out top is Hadley Cherry. 44 seconds left here in the second quarter. 22-21. Lapel by one. Three-point shot off the mark. Right elbow extended. Where'd he go for Cameron Runner? Rebound. Lanaya Wills. See him at the point guard right there at the center circle. That's Kyrith Renahan on the dribble. Working against her is Ella Hitchcock. They're going to dribble to Cutter. Cutter pass there. Danaya Haseman should get in the corner to work it back out. They're working around the perimeter. Out top, Kyrith Renahan. She'll work it in the pointer. 16 feet away, just behind the free throw line. 10 seconds left. Out top with the basketball, Kyrith Renahan. They get the pointer. She'll dribble to the lane. She'll go up for a shot. She's going to draw a foul. She'll draw two shots at the foul stripe. 2.8 seconds left here in the second quarter. At the free throw line, it's going to be number 21, Madeline Pointer, as mentioned. 72% shooter at the foul stripe. She entered the game 33 for 46. She gets the first one there. 23-21. Lady Bulldogs in front. Second shot also good. 24-21. 2.8 minutes. They're going to roll the basketball. Picked up there near the center circle. Half court shot to buzzer. Off the backboard. Hit the rim. Wouldn't go. That was Ella Hitchcock. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score. LaPel, 24. Hamilton Heights, 21. 10 minutes on the intermission clock. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. They're located 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. This game is also in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers at 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is in Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. You can dial them up at their dealership there on State Road 32, 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products, that's 1,000 or better, for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store, Inc. That's I-N-K. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Here at Runyon's, they breed orange. 6:40 on the game clock. We're in intermission. Halftime score, LaPel, 24. Hamilton Heights, 21. Pretty good group of ladies gathering here tonight playing basketball. We'll remind you, coming up a couple of days away, Lady Huskies and LaPel Lady Bulldogs, both are going to be in action. We'll remind you, Lady Bulldogs are going to be home weather permitting, Thursday night, just a couple of days away, December 22nd, they'll have a 6 o'clock JV at 7:30 varsity. Greenwood Lady Woodmen, they're currently 7-7. They're a Class 4A team, Sectional 13. They're fourth place presently of the 18s in the Mid-State Conference. Lady Bulldogs from LaPel, they're currently 9-4. They're Class 2A, Sectional 40. That'll be the game if they have it on Thursday. They're calling for some snow. Not sure how much snow they're going to call for. I've heard different forecasts. I actually saw a forecast from Brian Rilks. He seems to do a pretty good job on the Fox 59. He had about three different paths. He had that working right there. They call them models. He had the model, the first model was kind of coming up from the south, swooping in, probably going to land a bit to the west of this area. His second model had it coming right through where we're at, and the third model, I think it was a little bit to the east. So we'll hope we don't get a major variety of snow, but it's always nice to have snow for Christmas. That's giving me chills right now. That's a fact. But anyway, we'll mention Lady Huskies. If they are in action on Thursday, that'll be December 22nd, Lady Huskies will have a JV at 6:30 varsity. It'd be the Blackford Lady Bruins. They're currently 11-0. They're Class 2A. Last week's rankings, that was on December 11th. Hadn't seen today's rankings. Probably not quite here yet. So I look for them. But last week, the Lady Bruins of Blackford rated number 2 in the state of Indiana in Class 2A. Lady Huskies, they're currently 10-2. They're rated last week at number 8 in Class 3A. And we'll see if that game will happen. It would be Blackford right here at Hamilton Heights. That game cannot be covered by Putney in Sports. The girls' game cannot be covered on Thursday. There'll be a boys' game at DeKalb, weather permitting. It'll be Jake County and Tipton on Thursday evening. Take that back. That's going to be an earlier day. It's going to be a 12 noon day because that's going to be a four teams in a one-day tournament at DeKalb High School. DeKalb is one of the schools that Coach Cliff Hawkins has coached at. I say what, Coach Cliff Hawkins, 42nd year in coaching, fourth year at Tipton. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? You can visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. That's RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana. That's the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, they're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web, anewrealtyhomes.com. That's RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton. This game is also, in part, being brought to you by AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires and now ownership. They're under new ownership. There's no worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. They now restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. They say all are welcome restoring classic cars and trucks. To find them, take Howard Avenue, west off of State Road 19, They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. We'll mention, though, a couple of months, maybe 3 months from now, AGM Auto, as of March the 1st, you can find them at their new location. It's at 6620 East 266th Street, Arcadia. Don't let that east fool you. They're talking about west of town, just on the other side of that big bridge by Mr. Don Knapp house. And right there, just across the bridge there, likely known as Vibe Top. That's where they'll be located. A couple of 3 months away. 24 seconds clock moving. Halftime, intermission clock. Ball's going to be brought in. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it to the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies going to bring it in opposite the scores bench. Clock's going to empty out. 5 seconds. 4. Lady Bulldogs from LaPel. Going to play defense. Lady Bulldogs going to start on the floor. 0. Kira Trinahan. Number 10. Danaya Haseman. Number 11. Vanaya Wills. Number 12. Jaylee Hubble. And 21. Madeline Pointer. Ball in the front court. Lady Huskies. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll pick it up out top of the circle. Pointer on her face immediately when that ball's picked up. So we're going to left side, having Cherry back to Cameron Runner. Now back out top. They give it to Ella Hickok. She's being guarded there by Renahan. They give it back to Katie Roten. She'll bounce it left side to get it to Shakel. Shakel gives it back. Number 2, that's Ella Hickok back to Katie Roten. Roten picked up immediately. Foot for foot there by Pointer. They're working out top. 7:20 on the game clock. 40 seconds into the third quarter. 24-21. They'll go to the corner, have the Sherry. She'll bring it back out. She'll work it back left side behind the arc. Now she'll bring the ball out. That's Ella Hickok on the dribble. Looking for some defense. She's going to give the ball up right there, have the Sherry on the dribble. 7 minute mark. We're in the third quarter. 24-21. We're going to right side behind the arc. She'll pass it back left side. Cameron Runner. 3-point shot short off the rim. Where'd he go? Lanaya Wills captures the rebound, working hard trying to get it for the Lady Huskies with Kathy Shakel. They're going to whistle a foul on Shakel. Shakel picks up her first foul in the ballgame. First foul, second half of either team. Lady Huskies with one. 6:45 on the game clock. Parker timeline, that's Renahan. Kibbeth Renahan works at right side. Madeline Pointer. Working against her is Cameron Runner. They're working around the perimeter. Working left side on the dribble, Jaylee Hubble. Back out top to Pointer. Works it right side behind the arc. Pass it down low. She's open. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she'll shoot two. Lanaya Wills, freshman athlete, has found her down low. She's wearing some purple shoes. Purple shoes look good, I got to admit. Purple looked pretty good on Saturday in the second half. 6:26 on the game clock. Lanaya Wills, first shot, nothing but net. Coming out of the lineup of the Lady Huskies is number 23, Cassidy Shakel. In the ballgame for the Lady Huskies, number 3, Katie Brown. Lanaya Wills got the first one. Second one on the way, she got both of them. Lanaya Wills was number 11. She's shooting 61% entering the ballgame. She's above that now. 26-21. 6:16 on the game clock. Going to dribble in off the glass. Got the bucket. Cameron Runner working against her defensively with 12. Jaylee Hubble. Cameron Runner got a binder off the glass right side in the paint. 26-23. Front court with the basketball. Pointer working around the perimeter. Touched the hands briefly. Danaya Haseman. Outside the arc. Pointer for three. Rimmed off long. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Cameron Runner. She'll dish it back across the sideline. Ella Hickok. She'll work it left side. Katie Brown. Katie Brown going to work it around the perimeter. Out top, right side. Kaylee Roten calling out some instructions. Working against her was Danaya Haseman. They worked the basketball back out top. Ella Hickok. Out top, just right of center. Kaylee Roten back out to Hickok. They're working behind the arc. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Working against her at Pointer. They'll bounce it down. Loading and bounce it outside the arc. Working back around, Ellen Hickok. Three-point shot in the air. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Katie Brown. She saves the basketball from going out of bounds. Hadley Cherry comes up with it. Kicks it back out top. I should say left side right there in front of the fans. And shot rimmed around from three-point land, wouldn't go. Back the other direction. LaPel Lady Bulldogs moving in around the perimeter. Pointer out top. Works it left side. Touching hands briefly. Haseman works it left side. It'll be a traveling violation. Kyrith Renahan couldn't hit the jump stop from the pass from Jay Lee Hubble. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to bring it in from side court. Lady Husky's going to bring it in just left of the lapel bench brought in by Hadley Cherry. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Ella Hickok figured back to Cameron Runner. Out top of the basketball, Kaylee Roten. 4:44 left. Going to dribble in to paint to take the jump stop, the high dribble. They're going to call foul. They're going to say the foul happened on the floor. A lot of folks look for a travel there. It's a high dribble. It's a step and a half. It just looks a bit funny, but it's a true way to play the game. So we're going to end subs back in the ballgame. We're going to see number 33, Annalise So, in the ballgame, along with number 30, Rosemary Likens, back in the game for LaPel. Outside the arc, Katie Brown's going to dribble in. She'll back pedal dribble, free throw line. Kick it left side behind the arc, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in. She's in the paint. She'll work it right side outside the arc, Katie Brown. She'll take a three. Shot rimmed off right. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Out top, Kaylee Roten back to Runner. She'll dribble. She'll go off the glass. Two-point bucket. Left side of the glass, right-handed layup for two. 26-25. Ladies, Bulldogs by one. In the front court with the basketball and the dribble. That's number 30, Rosemary Likens. They're working left side behind the arc. They're passing around. Annalise Stowe. Back to Madeline. Madeline Pointer. 16 footer straight away. Wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good. Credit the rebound putback. That's number 11, Lania Wills. As mentioned, 17.2 average. She leads the team in average. We're going to back out top. Kaylee Roten works at right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. They're going to call her for traveling on the initial step to take off with the basketball. Difficult call to make. A friend of mine tells me that. He says when that happens, he's looking at the feet. He's looking for that ball to hit the floor, but he's looking at the feet. That's the key right there. 3:30 left here in the third quarter. 28-25, going to dribble in. Pointer, take the shot off balance. He would go rebound, Cameron Runner. Works at left side, Katie Brown. Out top, Havis Sherry works around the perimeter. Shot in the air, good. In front of the Husky bench, three-point shot, good. Kaylee Roten, tie ball game at 28. 3:06 on the third quarter clock. Cross the timeline and a crossover. That's 30, Rosemary Likens. They're going to dribble in. Going to be a trip. They're going to call it a block and help her back up to her feet. Taking the trip right there with 33, Annalise So. It was inadvertent, but it's going to be a foul. It's going to be whistled on Katie Brown. She has one. Just having your feet in the wrong place. It's going to be tipped away. Kaylee Roten. It's going to be a trip from the backside. Not intentional. They're going to whistle a foul on 33. Annalise Stowe. Kaylee Roten came up with the tip right there. Stole the basketball about half court. Annalise Stowe, and she collided. Annalise Stowe was behind her. She hit the surface, so Annalise Stowe going to pick up number two in the ballgame. That's two fouls second half on LaPel. Three thus far second half on the Lady Huskies. Out top of the basketball, back pedal dribble, Ella Hickok. Right side behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. Guarding her was number 10, Danaya Haseman. They're working around to the corner, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in, elbow right side, so back pedal dribble behind the arc. She'll take off now, she'll put it back outside. Hadley Cherry going to bring the ball back out top of the circle. Cameron Runner, she's going to dribble in the paint, kick it back out. Katie Brown works it left side, three-point shot wouldn't go. That was Ella Hickok coming down with a rebound with 33, Annalise Stowe for LaPel. Back the other direction. Going to pass it down low, going to be tipped out of bounds. One to taller pass, Lania Wilson, get that pass up where I can get it. That was blowing up, and Hadley Cherry swatted it out of bounds. So back in the ballgame for Lady Huskies, we're going to see number 23, Cassidy Shakel. taking a breather for the Lady Huskies. Number 3, Katie Brown. 2:06 left here in the third quarter. Going to be brought in left of the bucket. Going to be tipped by Halle Cherry and picked up on the steal. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline with the basketball. 2 minutes left. Back pedal dribble, Ella Hickok. No defense yet. She's going to wait and look for some defense to come out. Top of the circle right here is number 30, Rosemary Likens. They'll pass it right side. Cameron Runners will work the crossover. She's working against number 0, Kira Renahan. Stationary dribble somewhat. Right elbow extended. She'll dribble. She'll go into the corner. She'll go baseline. She'll pass it back out. Kaylee Roden thought about a three. She'll dribble in. Elbow left, right side. She'll kick it back out. Ella Hickok. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go from three-point land. Rebound. Finally picked up right there by number 11, Lania Wilts. So the foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Huskies. Halle Cherry going to pick up her third foul in the ballgame. Going to be brought into the backcourt, brought in by Rosemary Likens. Going to dribble it to the timeline. That's number 0, Kyrith Renahan. She'll cross over. And the front court now being guarded by Ella Hickok closely. 1:12 left. Third quarter outside the arc. Kyrith Renahan. She'll bring it back out to get it out top. 3-point shot on the way. Good. LaPel Lady Bulldog. That's number 12, Jay Lee Hubble. She's a 5'7 senior, as mentioned, 32% behind the arc, entering this ballgame. She's above that now. 52 seconds left. Lady Huskies in the front court. 31-28. Lady Bulldogs in front. Outside the arc, left elbow extended. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble. Outside the arc, she'll dribble back out top. She'll penetrate in. She'll take a shot off the glass, and she'll get it. That is 12-footer. She was pretty sure she was going to absorb a foul. She did. Ball went in off the glass. She'll get one more. They're going to whistle this foul on number 0, Kyrith Renahan. She has 2. Team foul number 3, Lady Huskies with 4 thus far, second half. 35.2 left. So Lady Huskies. And into the ballgame right there. It's number 4, Taylor Harley. She's a 5'6 sophomore. She's in the ballgame. Cameron Roten gets a 3-point play. We're tied at 31. 32 seconds left. Crossing the timeline, Kyrith Renahan. Works the left side behind the arc. Works it back out top to Renahan. Works the right side, Jay Lee Hubble. Back to Renahan out top. They'll work it left side. That's number 30, Rosemary Likens. 18 seconds left in the quarter. Third quarter, back pedal dribble, bring it back out. Renahan touches hands briefly. Rosemary Likens, they work it down low. They work it down off in the paint. Shot would go. Shot taken by Annalise Stowe. Ball's going to be tipped. Going to be a foul whistle. They're going to call this on LaPel. 5 seconds left on the third quarter clock. They're going to whistle this foul on 30. Rosemary Likens, she has 1. Substitution back in the game. Abby Cherry taking a breather. Lady Huskies number 4, Taylor Harley. Going to be a long baseball pass in the front court. Picked up at the 3-point line. Off the glass, off the bucket. Ella Hickok. She got the bucket and she'll shoot one more. 33-31. They're going to whistle a foul on 30. Rosemary Likens, she has 2. Lady Huskies with 4 here in the second half. LaPel Lady Bulldogs with 5. 3-point play opportunity. Shot's good. Ella Hickok, 34-31. 2:04 left to be brought in. Renahan will take a long shot to buzzer. Wouldn't go. A three-quarter court. At the end of 3 quarters of play, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 34. LaPel Lady Bulldogs, 31. Would you thank you for tuning in? We'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Capture the 1A title this year. 2022. It played right there at Victory Field. Central Catholic Knights came up with a 27-6 overall record, capturing the state. We'll also mention Putney in sports, football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils in basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil boys basketball, Central Catholic Knights boys basketball, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. It's going on right now, a Tuesday night, 20th day of December. Might see some snow here in a couple days. It's going to happen in the evening, maybe later in the evening. But Friday, we're going to see some wind blowing. I said what they're talking about, 50-mile-an-hour winds. Not good for a lot of different professions. 34-31, also a possession arrow brought in by LaPel. They bring it in at number 10, Zenea Haseman. And working, Linehan was working by that center court line. Ella Hickok was giving her trouble right there on defense. She must have backstepped across the line and went over and back. Lady Huskies with the basketball. 7:48 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, working it out top, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. Working against her, Lanaya Wills. Cameron Runner kind of buying the foul right there. Lanaya Wills moving with the feet moving. Cameron Runner, pretty skilled player. And that's an understatement. Going to be brought in left of the bucket by Cameron Runner. Looking to find an inbound does. Kaylee Roten. Working against her, Lanaya. Right there, Lanaya Wills. So she'll pass it right back in front of the Husky bench. There's the side court line. She'll bring it back out. That's Cameron Runner. Working against her is number 21, Madeline Pointer. Out top, near the center circle, Ella Hickok. Working against her is Kyrus Renahan. They're working outside the arc. Back pedal dribble. Cameron Runner. We're going to reset the offense. 7:15 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. Lady Huskies by three. Out top of the basketball. She'll cross over. She'll use a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll lose the basketball, get it back to Hadley. Now back to Cameron, get a new dribble. She'll work her right side. Outside the arc, she's going to dish it off. Kaylee Roten picking her up is Lanaya. Lanaya Wills, she'll work the ball back out top near the center circle. And LaPel Lady Bulldogs, electing not to play too far out away from that three-point strike. Here, Brennahan working the basketball. She's a good defender. Working against Ella Hickok. That takes some doing to guard Ella Hickok. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner back to Hickok, out near the center circle. Working against her is Kyrith Linehan. They work at right side behind the arc. On the dribble, she'll cross over. Cameron Runner pass back out top, Hadley Cherry. She'll pick up a screen from Hadley. That's Ella Hickok using the screen. Working at right side behind the arc. Number 10, Cameron Runner, so back pedal dribble. Not near the center circle, Ella Hickok. 6:05 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Hamilton Heights High School. It's going to be a foul whistle. And setting up, drawing a charge there off the ball with Ella Hickok. This is a whistle, this foul on 21, Madeline Pointer. Madeline Pointer, he's a 5'9 junior. Madeline Pointer averaging 12.6 points offensively per game for LaPel. At the free throw line, they're going to call it a shooting foul. Ella Hickok, first shot up and good. Ella Hickok, she's second on the team with a free throw percentage. She started this game at 70%, 28-for-40. Second shot up and good also. 36-31, 6 minutes left. Clock moving. Kyrith Renahan, crossing the timeline, going to pass to the front court to Pointer. Back around, three-point shot in the air, good. Credit for bucket, number 12, Kaylee Hubble. Behind the arc right there in front of Coach Zach Newby. 5:40 on the game clock. 36-34, Lady Huskies by two. Going to cross over. Going to go off the glass. Two-point shot, good. Left side of the glass, Cameron Runner got the bucket. She'll draw the foul. She'll have another opportunity for a three-point play. Foul's going to be whistled on number 21, Madeline Poyser. She had three. Now, that is team foul number 8. They were in the bonus with Ella Hickok. Three-point play opportunity is good. Cameron Runner, 39-34. Lady Huskies by 5 to the front court of the basketball. Danaya Haseman, she'll work a right side pointer. Back out top, she'll try another 3. Rimmed off that time. That was 12. Jaylee Hubble fighting for the board there. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch. There in the lapel front court, tipped out of bounds by the Lady Huskies. Ball brought in. Kyrith Renahan on the dribble. Working against her is Ella Hickok. She'll work her right side well behind the arc. Danaya Haseman, she'll dribble in baseline. She'll bounce it, try to bounce it down low. We'll try to get it to Lanaya Wilkes. It'll be a foot action right there. It'll be a kick. Intentional, so they're giving the ball back to lapel on their own baseline, left of the bucket. It'll be inbound by Danaya Haseman. She'll get it into Wills, back to Haseman. Wills in the corner. That's Lanaya. Out top, skip pass, and work the ball around. Opposite corner, Pointer. She'll dribble baseline. Working against her is Hadley Cherry. And Hadley Cherry is going to have to come out of the ball game. Katie Brown's going to enter the ball game for her. Hadley Cherry picked up her 4th foul here in the 4th quarter. 4:56 left. We brought in. Al, you played. Lanaya Will. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Rebound. Cameron Runner. 39-34. Lady Huskies by 5. 4:45 on the game clock. We're in the 4th quarter. Out top, Ella Hickok. Out top there, Katie Brown. She'll work her right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner on the back pedal dribble. Madeline Pointer, I should say, guarding her, but kind of loosely staying around that 3-point stripe. Now near the center circle is Cameron Runner, and Pointer comes out to play. They're working back left side, Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, she'll dribble back in. That's Katie Brown, ball's loose. Ball nearly went out of bounds, and a good effort trying to save the basketball. Lanaya Wills and Coach Kurt Alden right there to help her up if she needed help. Coach Alden, I tell you what a basketball coach he has been. My goodness. He used to coach the Huskies. That would be 5 years here. What a coach. Working back in. Lost the handle. Cameron Runner going to get the ball back out. Going to push it back out. To number 3, Katie Brown, going to be a foul and a whistle. Foul's going to be whistled against LaPel. They're going to whistle a foul on Pointer. Pointer picks up her 4th foul here in the 4th quarter. 4:09 left. Be a bonus shot, Katie Brown. First shot up and good. She'll get one more. Katie Brown entered this ballgame 56%. She's now 6 for 10. She's at 60. And she's going to stay there. She's going to be a little bit below there. Couldn't get the second. 40-34. 4:02 on the game clock. Her dribble on left side. In the paint, turnaround jumper. Good. LaPel Lady Bulldog, that's number 10. Danaya Haseman. There'll be a timeout on the floor. 60-second timeout. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Tipton, precious times are made for precious moments, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 460-72. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. And we'll mention keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. In this case, the playing court. Brought in from the backcourt, 84 feet away, Katie Roten into Ella Hickok. Double team in the backcourt, so this is right side. And Cameron Runner to Katie Roten, now to the corner. Short off the mark, that was Katie Brown. 3-point shot going to go and tear him right in the hands of Cameron Runner. She'll go to the corner again. They'll bring it back out. Katie Rose. 3:35 left. Fourth quarter. They'll dribble back around through the free throw lane. Go to Katie Brown. Katie Brown outside the arc. They'll bounce it into Ella Hickok outside to Katie Rose. Now back out top. Double team. Cameron Runner. Working back to the free throw lane. They'll work the ball back around to the opposite corner on the baseline. Katie Brown. Elbow. Left side. She'll turn around and take a jumper. At 23, Cassidy Schaefel. Cassidy Schaefel for two. Cassidy Schaefel now 19 for 36. She started the game at 51% from two-point land. 42-36, six-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Brennahan trying to bounce it down low. The Nia Wills couldn't find it. It goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. 2:54 on the game clock. It'll be a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Coach Keegan Cherry is going to call a 60-second timeout. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going and where you are, you can call or text message Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. Ball's going to be brought in. Hamilton Heights backcourt. Full pressure. Every player in the backcourt, minus Hadley Cherry, going to be brought in. Cameron Runner gets it in. Corner. Ella Hickok. Picked up there quickly by back the other direction. They go to the corner with it. Two-point shot rimmed off and go. Cassidy Schaefel. Rebound out of there. Secured by Annalise Stowe. Annalise Stowe on her way to the 10-second line. Opposite the scores band. They're going to whistle a foul on the Lady Huskies. They're going to whistle this foul on Lady Huskies. Ella Hickok. She's got two. Team foul number six. Taking a breather out of the ballgame is Hadley Cherry. Katie Brown back in the ballgame, number three for the Lady Huskies, to the front court. Kyrith Linehan, she'll work it down left side low. We're going to be tipped away by Cameron Runner, picked up there by Ella Hickok. She's in the front court now. She get it back to Cameron Runner out top near the center circle. Ella Hickok, 2:25, going to dribble in. Free throw line, she'll bring it back out. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Working against her is Kyrith Linehan. Kyrith Linehan working hard in that front court, trying to get the basketball, along with teammate Danaya Haseman. In the front court now, working out top. Center court will be stolen. They'll steal the basketball. That's number 10, Danaya Haseman. She'll dish it left side, right side. Two-point bucket good. That's number 33, Annalise Stowe for two. 42-38. Reverse layup at the other end. When you go, Cameron Runner shot when you go. Rebound put back for Schaefel. Wouldn't go. She'll shoot two. Schaefel's going to go to the foul stripe. Schaefel is 2-for-4 on the season at the foul stripe. First shot on the way. Rimmed off long. Right on line. They're going to whistle this foul on number 12, Jaylee Hubble. She's got one. Double bonus. Shooting foul anyway. Taking a breather for lapel is 33, Annalise Stowe. Schaefel's second shot, rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Lania Wills. Outlet, right side, Madeline Pointer. On the dribble, she's going to get the ball stolen by number two, Ella Hickok. To the front court, Ella Hickok on the dribble, out top, center circle. She'll dribble out of there, that's Cameron Runner. She'll go through the paint, go to the corner with it. Taylor Roten, right back to Cameron Runner, now overhead pass out near the center circle, Ella Hickok. She'll play pass back and forth with Cameron Runner. Runner on the dribble. She's going to try to pass it stolen by Lanaya Wills. Lanaya Wills to the front court. She'll dribble in. They're going to call an offensive foul. She's tried to penetrate the paint right there. Cameron Runner setting up to draw the charge. And they'll give it back to Hamilton Heights. And Lanaya Wills is going to get whistled for the foul. She has two in the ballgame. 1:13 on the game clock. 4-point game. Sadie Huskies, 42. Lady Bulldogs, 38. They're made across the timeline at the walk pace. So travel, excuse me, walk pace now. She'll pick it up and try. That's Cameron Runner on the dribble. It'll be a bump foul out near the center circle. They're going to whistle this one on lapel. Number 10, Danaya Haseman. Had to pretty much stop the clock. Danaya Haseman gave away one of her fouls. She only has one. So double bonus at the stripe. Cameron Runner going to shoot two. First shot up and good. 1:03 on the game clock. Have the Cherry back in the ballgame. Taking a breather at number 3, Katie Brown. Cameron Runner, the only Husky on the lane. 4 on the lane for lapel. Second shot up, rimmed around, fell in. 43-44 now, 38. Yes, timeout. Going to be a 30-second timeout. Coach Keegan Cherry, we'll miss him. This game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. 1:03 on the game clock. Could be brought in from the baseline. The official lets her know she can roam the baseline. Danaya Haseman brings it in. Sheriff Renahan. Some pressure in the backcourt for Hamilton Heights. They'll relax now. They'll get the ball to the frontcourt. They'll bounce it down low to 33. Anyway, so difficult pass to handle. Lady Huskies pick it up. Back in the frontcourt with the basketball. Ella Hitchcock, Cameron Runner. 45 seconds left. Working it out top. Going to dribble in. Going to go through the lane. Bring it back out. Cameron Runner, center circle. Moving the basketball on the dribble. So get it back out to Ella Hitchcock. 33 seconds left. Going to be a foul committed. They're going to whistle this foul on 10, Danaya Haseman. She had fouls to give. Just her second foul here in the ballgame. Could be a double bonus at the free throw line for Ella Hitchcock. 32.6 left. First shot up. Good. 45-38. Lady Huskies by 7. 32.6 left. Only girl on the lane was Ella Hitchcock. She got both of them. They're bringing it into the backcourt. Brought in by Danaya Haseman. To the front court. They work the ball back into the hands of number 12, Jaylee Hubble. Works it left side, 33, Annalise Stowe. Out top, thought about a 3. Hubble, they work it down low. Trying to get it to Wills, and the ball's going to be picked up right there out of the air by Cameron Runner. 12 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Have his chair, and she'll pass it back out top. Ella Hitchcock. Hitchcock being guarded there by Renahan. They work it out top. Last girl to hold the basketball in this ballgame. Going to be Cameron Runner. 32 minutes gone by. Final score. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 46. Lapel, Lady Bulldogs, 38. What a ballgame. I tell you what, we'll miss it. Next game on the agenda, Lapel Lady Bulldogs, weather permitting, Thursday evening, they'll have a 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. That'll be on the 22nd December, a couple of days away. Greenwood Lady Woodmen, currently 7-7, they'll be at the Lapel Lady Bulldogs, currently 9-5. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Next game on their agenda, weather permitting, will be Thursday also. That's the 22nd of December, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. The Blackford Lady Bruins, currently 11-0. Class 2A, they're number 2 in the state. They will be here with Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, currently 11-2. Class 3A, number 8 in the state, weather permitting. Check that out, and we'll mention Put Me in Sports, and I'll be here this Thursday. But check the webpage Thursday night. We'll be at DeKalb High School for a four-team all-day tournament. I think the first game's at noon. Put Me in Sports will be Tipton and Jake Cameron. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife, Paula, back home, soundcheck. We thank them all who listen, and we appreciate each and every one of you. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Talk to Coach Keegan Sherry. Coach Sherry, I tell you what, LaPel, number 2 in Class 2A. It was a tough one.
Oh, that's a fantastic basketball team. Wills is a handful. And just a freshman, I mean, she's got a lot of great basketball in front of her, and the LaPel community needs to embrace that and cherish that because those types of players don't come along very often. I thought in the second half we did a pretty good job on her, limiting her touches there in the post. We lost a couple times there, and they were able to throw over the top. But overall, our backside help was pretty good there in the second half. Proud of our girls.
I feel like you guys handled the ball well. You really did. And then rebounding, you had some different girls collecting the ball.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because long before I took the job here at Hamilton Heights, I knew Cameron Runner. I knew Ella Hickok and Hadley. They played together at a very young age. And when I came into the mix, that's how those girls were built. I mean, I told the girls in the locker room, that's a sectional feel. That's how you win a sectional. It's a grind. You got to handle the basketball, not turn it over, and make free throws. And credit to our girls, we were able to do that.
Got a good win tonight. I say what, Thursday night. They're talking about some weather. Now, if this weather doesn't happen, you're going to play Blackford, and they're 11-0.
Another fantastic team. They've got two girls that can really play at a high level. They like to get it and go. It's going to be another big challenge for us. But, you know, we like that. We've had some teams drop us, and, you know, we're all about tournament time and playing the best teams that we can possibly play, we think gives us the best opportunity to be playing our best basketball come tournament time.
So what, Coach Zach Newby, I saw you down there standing by him, you know, longer than you probably should have been. He's a great guy.
He's a super nice guy, and with my brother coaching over at LaPel on the boys' side, I've gotten to, you know him a little bit and talk to him, going over to Kevin's practices, and he banked, his girls banked in 2 threes on us there in the first half, and I was razzing him a little bit about that, asking if that was a taunt or or if it was just, you know, good fortune on part of the players. But he said they put the square up there for a reason. I guess he's right.
I tell you what, when the 32 minutes is going on, it's all real. But before the end and after the end, it's good.
Oh, that's it. I mean, the game of basketball has blessed me beyond measure, and it's all about the people. It's all about the relationships. It's guys like you that come out and support Lady Husky basketball. You're impartial when you call the game. You call a great game. But at the end of the day, when the lights go off, I know you're a loyal Husky, and that means a lot.
I hope you get to play Thursday.
Thanks, AJ.
That is Coach Keegan Cherry. What a gentleman. We're going to bow out of here. Until then, we'll see you next time.